You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Aaron mentioned the nonprofit group Life Remodeled, one of the groups pouring money and effort into fixing up Detroit schools. Its founder and CEO, Chris Lambert, is here with us. Now, Chris, what schools have you worked on?
We've worked at Cody High School, Osborne High School, and Denby High School.
How did you choose those schools?
Well, we choose every school and neighborhood the same way. We look for two things that we call significant need and radical hope. We're not just looking for a school only. We're also looking at the surrounding neighborhood when we identify how those factors measure up. It's not an exact science of how we choose these communities, but when it comes to significant need, we're looking for where are there high levels of blight, high levels of crime, because those two things feed off of each other. And then we're looking for where are there academic challenges that can somehow be addressed through construction projects. And when it comes to radical hope, we're looking for where is there already a foundation of sustainability in process or already laid out? Where is there a lot of potential for the sustainability of the work that we'll complete?
How much money have you spent so far?
In the last 3 years, we've invested over $15 million.
Making what kind of improvements? What's the outcome of all this work and money?
Well, we do three things. One, we remodel either a school or a community asset. Two, we repair owner-occupied homes. Then the third thing we do is we mobilize at least 10,000 volunteers over a six-day process to clean up 300 city blocks. When it comes to the schools that we've remodeled, we went to the principals and we asked them, what does your facility need? And they all created lists. The sky's the limit. They went all the way down to the last detail. And then the next thing we did was we asked them to prioritize that list of what is most important. And once we got that prioritized list, we communicated it to partners who helped make it happen. So we've done really cool projects like a medical simulation lab where firefighters actually train kids to be firefighters and they're hireable straight out of high school. We did that at Cody. They also teach EMTs and certified nursing assistants. We built a football field for a school that hadn't had a home field in seven seasons. It was a $1.2 million synthetic field. We've done less sexy projects like re-roofing Osborne High School. When it rained outside, it used to pour inside the building. We stopped all the leaks and re-roofed 70% of that 150,000 square foot building.
Some big, big changes that mean a lot for the neighborhood. Did you have any idea whatsoever that the state was considering closing these schools?
No, because we spend hours and hours of research before we ever make a decision to make an investment in a school or in a neighborhood. And so when it came to the schools in particular, I mean, we're very familiar with the fact that many schools have closed down since 2000. The landscape has changed a lot, Detroit Public Schools. And so we definitely did a lot of research to find out if those schools had any chance of closing. And, of course, we talked to Detroit Public Schools. We talked to the emergency manager who represented the state of Michigan. We communicated our plans to the state of Michigan. And we talked to many business entities that were already invested in those schools. And there were no red flags whatsoever. Everything pointed to that these were places to invest for years and years to come.
And, Chris, there are people who maintain that closing those failing schools will ultimately help the DPSCD by winnowing out the failing schools and putting resources into higher performing schools. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that that opinion probably, in my experience, comes from people who have very little to no experience of what it means to educate children in the city of Detroit. You know, I met with somebody from the SSRO recently, and, you know, God bless them and on their work, but they clearly had very little understanding of some of the challenges, because one person said in disgust that he was just so upset that DPS was allowing some students to graduate who weren't prepared academically for college. And I tried to explain to him to think of that from a little bit different angle, because you're talking about there's a lot of kids who have graduated that fit that description that he mentioned. But the challenges that many of these youth face just to get through a day, and the fact that they've completed 12 years of school, is absolutely incredible. And it's kept a lot of kids off the streets. And then on the other side, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids who are going to college. They are graduating from college. So there's a mix. Yes, there's lots of room for improvement, but closing schools without a better alternative is writing off these kids. It's writing off the neighborhoods. It will lead to increased criminal activity, and it's a very poor plan.
Chris Lambert, founder, CEO of Life Remodeled, having spent some $15 million over 3 years making improvements at Osborne, Cody, and Denby High Schools. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Chris.
You got it. Thank you.